Hi everyone. My name is Vishwajit Mohan, and you are listening to the Season 5, Episode 2 of Freya Regulatory Radio, Consumer, where we'll discuss MOCRA requirements for cosmetics in the USA, focusing on defining the responsible person, understanding their role, and differentiating their responsibilities from those of a local agent. Amidst the ongoing initiation of MOCRA and pending enforcement, industries are grappling with understanding the responsibilities of the responsible person in the supply chain. Challenges arise for companies importing products from various suppliers and utilizing multiple distributors, both within and outside the USA. Small companies face hurdles in manufacturing and distribution, while large companies with broad portfolios may produce similar products at different locations, importing and distributing through various channels. It's crucial to recognize that legal obligations are territorial, requiring a local presence or a local agent. This applies to facility owners and brand owners or private label manufacturers sending products to the US market. Contrary to common confusion, the FDA explicitly states that physical presence in the USA is not mandatory for the responsible person. Let's clarify the role of the responsible person. This individual or entity is accountable for introducing a product to the USA market under their name or brand. Consider, for instance, a brand like Matrix, which may operate from various regions or be headquartered outside the USA. Despite their location as the brand owner, this company assumes responsibility for placing multiple products in the USA market through a supply chain. Therefore, the company qualifies as the responsible person as they are the ones overseeing the introduction of these products into the market. Now, if the supply chain involves a local participant, that participant could be a distributor or possibly an importer or even both. In such instances, the responsible person based outside the USA is required to designate a local agent in the USA to act on their behalf. So, as I mentioned earlier, entities outside the USA must appoint a local agent, but if a distributor is willing to act as the responsible person, a separate local agent may not be necessary. Let's examine the difference between a local agent and a responsible person. An important distinction is that the local agent's name doesn't need to be on the product label or facility details. The local agent's information is provided during registration and serves as the contact point for authorities when needed. When the responsible person is in the USA, they automatically serve as the contact, eliminating the need for a separate local agent. For companies outside the USA with a local agent, a crucial question arises: how should the responsible person's details be included on the label? MOCRA mandates the inclusion of responsible person details on the label, specifying a local contact address and phone number. The US FDA clarifies that the obligation to report adverse events is specifically for receiving such events. The responsible person can meet this requirement by establishing a process in the USA through a third party. Adverse events can be conveyed through a local number or designated website. The responsible person must promptly handle adverse events according to US FDA's strict MOCRA requirements. In serious cases, timely communication with US FDA is crucial, requiring the responsible person to set up a process for receiving and reporting information. Unlike the local agent, the responsible person is accountable for all processes, including adverse event monitoring, and faces enforcement actions in cases of non-compliance at the brand level, whether within or outside the USA. The local agent facilitates communication with the responsible person and provides essential support to authorities. While a distributor can serve as the responsible person, challenges arise with the requirement for exclusivity. If distributor A is the responsible person, distributor B supplying the product becomes problematic. This limits business flexibility, as changing the responsible person necessitates swift updates to label and product listing information, involving a complex process with financial implications. Therefore, it's advisable for responsible persons outside the USA, especially brand owners, to enlist independent entities like third-party consulting agencies as local agents to navigate these challenges. While responsible persons must maintain their label status, MOCRA doesn't impose concerns about a third party's name on the label. This third party can act as a USA point of contact, providing support and assisting in adverse event reporting. However, the ultimate obligations remain with the responsible person, enabling businesses to maintain flexibility by not relying solely on a single distributor or importer as the responsible person. This clarification covers responsible persons and local agents. Given the intricacies of individual supply chains and diverse parties in business processes, various scenarios may arise. For tailored guidance specific to your business case, we can assist in determining the optimal approach for product listing. We can also offer insights into potential complications or changes in your business, ensuring compliance with MOCRA regulations. For any queries related to MOCRA, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay compliant, stay informed, and stay tuned for more. Thank you.